Spitfire Ace by Martin Davidson and James Taylor. Read by Stephen Pacey. With Tyler Butterworth and David Shaw Parker.
All of our hearts go out to the fighter pilots, whose brilliant actions we see with our own eyes day after day. Never in the field of human conflict was so much owed by so many to so few.
Winston Churchill to the House of Commons, 20th of August 1940. July 1940. Britain's fate is hanging in the balance. Across the Channel lies the belligerent might of Nazi Germany, an enemy already flushed with a run of staggeringly efficient victories. Suddenly, Britain is alone, its continental allies ruthlessly crushed, America still on the sidelines. One country left to fight the malign power of Nazism, to save a continent from a new world order of barbarity, a descent into a new dark age. Britain can no longer depend on its traditional defence, the English Channel. Aerial warfare marks the modern age, and German bomber planes can fly across the Channel in just a few minutes to launch an attack. Facing up to the threat are the pilots of the RAF, many barely out of boyhood. Keen to fly, keen to fight, but relatively untested and numbering a mere 3,000 or so, negligible on the scale of worldwide war. Churchill's famous tribute couldn't be more apposite. By the time he said those words, on the 20th of August, the battle had been raging for over a month. It was to be almost another month before British victory was assured. By the 15th of September, the tide was flowing Britain's way. It was a close-run thing. On the shoulders of those few young men rested the fate not only of their own country, but the whole of Western Europe, and, ultimately, the world. Their war would be different from everybody else's. It would be conflict that depended absolutely and ruthlessly on personal talent, on reflexes, speed, mental agility, instinct. And on a cast-iron confidence in the technology of their planes, primarily the Hurricane, and the plane that was to become synonymous with the battle and achieve iconic status, the Spitfire. Whatever the merits of technology, though, the man himself is the key, and the RAF fighter pilots of the Battle of Britain have a unique reputation and an indelible hold on the public imagination, a byword for courage, charisma, and sheer glamour. All these years later, the surviving veterans can make their experiences sound like one big boy's own adventure. But in 1940, these were young men who unexpectedly found themselves thrust onto the front line. Most of the fighter boys had still been at school when Hitler came to power in 1933, and it was in those innocent days that a passion for flying had first been ignited. Aeroplanes were at the cutting edge of technology, each year bringing exciting new innovations, with the latest models able to achieve ever greater feats and ever higher speeds. Battle of Britain veteran Bob Doe took a great interest in flying from an early age.
To me, aeroplanes were very romantic things. I used to have to cycle 6 miles each way a day to school, and one afternoon I was coming home, and an RAF biplane fighter had to force land in a field close to where my road was. I stopped and I walked around this thing. And I think that was where the fascination of flying started for me. From that moment onwards, I used to keep a big cuttings book. I cut out pictures of any aeroplane I could find and stuck them in there.
Jeff Wellham was another early convert for whom pilots were heroes.
As a boy, I lived near North Weald Airfield, and my dad used to take me over to look at the aeroplanes. In those days, it was a fighter airfield, and they were gaily painted in squadron colours, reds, whites, blues, huge roundels on them, knights of old, as it were. And the mere sight of them, and the pilots climbing into them, they were my heroes, and I wanted to fly from that day on.
One prominent showcase for the technological developments in aviation was the Schneider Trophy. Launched in 1911, it became a regular race, with rival nations competing to win the prize. Supermarine, the company that would later develop the Spitfire, won for a third.